This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have this gentleman back on my show because, first of all, I think their company is completely undervalued. We're talking about no other than CLS Holdings USA, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. In 2019, they did about $8.5 million. In 2020, they did $11.9 million. Now they're starting their 2021 fiscal year, and they're going to have a run rate around $18 million. And with us today to bring us up to speed of what all the great things are going on with the company is the president and the COO of the company, Mr. Andrew Glashow. Andrew, so much thank you for coming back on the show. I know it's been a little while, but how you been doing?
We're awesome, and thanks for having us back on, and it's always a pleasure to be able to speak with you and your audience.
What is the overall mission of CLS?
Our overall mission as a corporate entity is to provide clean, quality, safe, tested products into the marketplace through our state-of-the-art lab and production facility, and also, of course, through our retail dispensary. We also want to try to make products more sustainable. We find that this industry creates an awful lot of waste, particularly plastic, and we've made it a mission to try to become a more sustainable company with some packaging and some creative ideas that we've come up with, as well as for our City Trees one-to-one products. You buy a City Trees cartridge and we plant a tree. We're trying to build great relationships in the industry. We're trying to take care of our people internally, as well as equally important is to take care of our recreational and medical customers as well. We want people to have a really terrific overall experience, whether they are trying City Trees products or whether they're trying another branded product. We want them, when they come into our store, or other stores, but specifically our store, we really want them to have a good feeling. We want them to feel that they're getting good value, and we also want them to feel like our folks are highly educated and highly committed to their well-being.
The COVID pandemic now has been on us going on around 8 months. How have you guys adapted to this new landscape?
That's a great question. At first it was extremely difficult when things were shut down and we had to pivot our business from one that really was focused almost entirely on seeing customers in our retail footprint to one that went to delivery only. And now we have three distinct verticals: delivery, curbside, and in-store. It's been a difficult transition, but we've made it really successfully. We've taken a number of safety measures internally and externally. We think that our stores is clean and safe. We're following all the state guidelines, all the protocols to make sure, again, that the customer experience is pleasant and that they feel safe with the things that we're doing. Additionally, for our staff, we've made free and accessible testing available to everybody.
Very nice.
And we've done that at our cost. It's a substantial cost, but it's worth every single penny because without the young people that see 750 to 1,000 people a day walking through our doors, we would not be able to execute on the strategy. And we want to make sure that they feel safe. And so we've provided testing to them at no cost anytime. We're in an environment in Nevada that, you know, we have really strict scrutiny by regulatory agencies, which we're fine with. We just follow the rules. They tell us the rules and we follow them. And we think it's good for our customers. And we think it's good for our employees. We believe in Nevada that we've got more intensive restrictions compared to other states. And that's okay with us. Again, we just want to follow the rules, tell us what the rules are, and we will, you know, we'll implement them accordingly.
Operating in Nevada compared to other states, is there some challenges there for you?
Yeah, there really is. You know, you've got restrictions on licensing. There are some certainly some major players in the marketplace, and I would say that you know, for us at CLS, now that we've, you know, have our lab online, we found a really nice niche, and with our revenues growing by 40 or 50%, you know, we think that we've been able to play well and to compete well and to compete fairly and honestly against the major competitors in the state of Nevada.
You know, that's one thing that I'm really impressed about your company. It's got a market cap around 12.6 to 13 million. What are you most proud of?
It's a great question and an easy question. I'm really most proud of the team of people that work at this company. As I alluded to earlier, we've just an outstanding young group of people that not only are on a mission to help others, but also on a mission to give back into their community. And we do give back. We had our Summer of Giving program this year where we donated essentially $30,000 plus directly back into the community to help those affected by the war on drugs. And again, this went right back into the community, our community that we service. And our team did an awesome job in facilitating that. I'm also really proud that we opened up the lab. The lab has allowed us to do, that's our production facility located in North Las Vegas, which makes our City Trees brands. Very, very proud of that. It's a beautiful facility. I invite anybody to come and see it. And again, it's run by some fabulous people, you know, making some really terrific product to service the community, known as the state of Nevada and really specifically the city of Las Vegas. We're also really proud of trying to lead, and we think we are leading the industry in a more sustainable direction. To us, that's just absolutely critical. If you see the amount of waste that is inherent through packaging, through heavy-duty plastic and Mylar and some other, we just don't think that that's really sustainable. We've just introduced a sustainable line of packaging. You can go to our website at citytrees.com and feel free to take a look at some of the things that we're doing. We really think that we're quote-unquote leading the charge here. I'm also really proud, as again I alluded to earlier, we think we're good people doing good. And people power profits. That's the people that work and live in the community that are part of our team at Oasis and City Trees. I'm also really proud in our community engagement. We continue to be engaged in the community. We continue to work hard to be a good partner and to be a good corporate citizen in the great city of Las Vegas, along with the entire state.
Where do you see the cannabis market going in the future, and where does CLS fit a part in this whole econ, if you will, landscape?
Two things. One, we're gonna try to expand into some additional states. We think we have a really good knowledge base. We have a really good team of people in place right now, and we think that we now have the ability to expand into some additional marketplaces. We're really trying to take a look at secondary and tertiary markets. We think that the big markets, there are some wonderful players in those big markets. That's not an area that we necessarily think that we can be effective, but we do know how to operate in secondary and tertiary markets, and we think we can be really, really effective in doing so. And again, we're in discussions, and, you know, we constantly look, et cetera, et cetera. We also think that, you know, there's an opportunity maybe for us to add on some cultivation, which would be, we think, accretive to the overall company. And we're looking at some opportunities there. We already do have a cultivation license. We just have not built out that portion of the business yet. You know, we're also, again, looking into markets that are about ready to shift, that are a medical-only community and about ready to welcome in adult-use cannabis.
Right.
Been through that in Nevada, and we think that we know what is necessary and how to execute in that environment.
Yeah, Arizona's one of them, just passed recreational, and I guess that's going to come to fruition here the first part of the year.
I think it will.
Before I let you go, what is it that you really want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
We believe that we are a responsible, well-run enterprise that has conservatively managed its balance sheet. We have cash and cash equivalents on the balance sheet right now that are in the neighborhood of $5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not in any desperate situation to have to do anything. We have not been in the capital markets, I think, for almost 2 years now. And we will just continue to act as a fiduciary for our shareholders, for our investors. And we also, I think most importantly, because this trickles down all the way, we will continue to act as a good steward of the environment. And we will also continue to act as responsibly as we can to the needs of our customers and to our employees. Again, I cannot say enough about the great team that has led explosive growth for us in the last 6 to 9 months at Oasis and at City Trees.
My guest today has been Andrew Glashow. He is the COO and president of CLS Holdings USA, Inc. Look him up. Great company. My personal opinion, grossly undervalued here at 10 or 11 cents with a run rate for 2021 of 18 million with a market cap of only 12.6 million to 13 million. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. Andrew, I want to thank you for coming by. I know you're a very busy guy, but only thing I ask is that you not wait a whole year to come back on my show. Hopefully you'll come back on the next couple of months and give us an update.
That's a deal. Thanks, Everett, and have a great holiday season.
You too.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.